Okay, Sprach Yun Hilchos Nizkein Mamon. Now the Rambam is going to switch into halachas that have to do with oxes and other animals that kill humans, people. L'Rav Shor Shehemis says Adam b'chol makom. So if an ox kills a Jew in any situation, ben gadol ben katan, ben eved ben bechor, whether they're older or younger, meaning a minor, whether they're a servant or free, echad tam echad muad, it doesn't matter if the animal itself is tam or muad. Hariz in niskal, the animal gets stoned. B'mehemis says a goy patur k'dineyam. However, if the animal kills a non-Jew, so based on their legal system, the animal will not get skila because that's not what they do. Halacha beis vechra shor ve'echa shar behema chay ba'ov shem yisrael niskalan. Now it's not limited to just an ox; any animal that kills a person gets skila. Ma bein tam shar v'gesad l'muad sharak. Now, what's the difference between a tam that kills a person versus a muad that kills a person? She'tam patur min hakofer, because if my animal that's tam kills a person, so I am absolved of paying the extra atonement fine that muad chay v'kofer. But if my animal was muad, then I would be obligated to pay that as well. Uvachia muad laharuk, as long as it is a muad that is for killing, meaning that is its activity. Halach gimel. So therefore, miskalin. So if it's true that every animal that kills a person gets skila, heyach yimsa muad laharuk, achi yishamu ba'alav as a kofer. So what situation is ever going to emerge where you have a muad to kill, where the owner will be chayv in this kofer in the atonement? How is that possible? That extra money. So what's the case? Let's say the animal killed three non-Jews, and then Yisrael, and then afterwards killed a Jew. Now that it's muad for killing non-Jews, it's considered muad for killing all people, which would include Jews. Or let's say he killed three Jews who were classified as trefa, which means they're mortally wounded, and then afterwards killed a healthy person. Or let's say he killed a person and ran away three times, uvarvi nispas, only the fourth time was a capture, shayna bayin l'chayim l'kofer, achis kal shor, because in such a case, the owner is not chayiv to pay the atonement fine until the animal is stoned. So too, v'cheinim sachan shosh b'ni adam ke'achad, so too, let's say, what it called, let's say the case is that it mortally wounded three people at once, or harak shosh behemos, or it killed three animals, and areza mu'ad ariga, also it's mu'ad for killing, uvayla misham l'kofer, and then the owners have to pay the atonement. So to bechini mikira edim as bala shor. Let's say the witnesses, what it called, recognize the owner of the animal of loikira as a shor upon rishonah shniyah shlishis, but didn't recognize the animal that was goring or killing at the first, second, and third time it did. However, barbi is ro shoro shaharak, and only by the fourth time did it see the guy's ox kill. Lo hayyodinim zehu ashor shaharak l'shapam marishonah so achahaya, and they're not sure was this the same ox that killed three times before or not. Ho v'vuadu abaylam sheishalhem bivkarim shor shaharak l'shapamim. So once the owners testify that they actually have an ox that killed three times, they were supposed to watch their animals as a result. And since they didn't, misham is a kofer. In that case, also the owners would be chayev in the kofer payment. Halacha dalad. Zeshen emar b'torah v'gam be'alav yumas. Right, that the owners put to death. Mipiyashmu lamdu. We learn after Torah Shabbat. Shechiyav misa zubidei shemayim. This is divine punishment. And if what it called the owner pays the fine, he gets off the hook, so to speak. He's atoned for his action. So even though the kofar is considered to be atonement, who nonetheless, if I'm what it called, if I'm even though it's more of a divine, non-physical type of atonement, at the end of the day, Beis Din can hold on to the property in order to force the guy to pay the kofar. Let's say an ox belonging to two people as co-owners kills. Each one has to pay the full atonement fine. Because each one requires a complete atonement. So the entire case of the ox that killed. Only in front of the actual owners. I mean, it's got to be done in the presence of the owners. Let's say he didn't have owners. Could go in Shor HaMidbar, Shor HaHekdesh, for sure, Ger, Shemes. Like, for instance, what do you call it? An ox of the desert, or an ox that was consecrated for the Mikdash, or an ox of a convert who died. But Imlo Yorshin, he has no one to inherit. Im Hamis, if one of these types of Shor ox is killed, Harezen Niskal, then it gets Skila, the Gomer Dino, Api Shem Lebailim. Of course, the adjudication process is completed, even though there are no technical owners. So too, the ox of a woman, or the ox of kids, or the guardian, shemisu, that kills, niskal, gets skila. However, the guardians, meaning those standing in for the minors, do not pay the kofar. Shah kofar kaparahu, because a kofar is considered to be atonement. They shoot Srichin Kapara. And ultimately, the minors, or let's say the deaf mutes, or the those who are mentally incompetent, they are not technically chayv ever in such a case. So therefore, they can't be chayv obligated in type of atonement. Halacha Zayin, Shor Shehu Trefa, let's say the ox is mortally wounded, or as inside, Shahara gets a nefesh, it kills what he called a person, O Shahaya Shor Shah Adam Trefa, or let's say the animal is belongs to what he called a person who's a trefa, in a nisko, it doesn't get skillish, a number of gamla bimas, can misas a balun, kach misas a shore. So there is a parallel between the death of the owners and the death of the shore. The kevan should buy love kemes, that since the owners are like basically dead, because he's got a trefa, heim chashumim ve'ein srichen misa hareza pater. There's no technical misa, it doesn't have to be put to death, and therefore it is pater. Lachas, hamishase kele bechavero, let's say someone, releases his dog on his friend, Bahargo, and the dog kills him, ain't a kel niskal. The dog does not get stoned. So too, if he does this with another animal, releases it on his friend. But if he allows his snake to go after him, even if, what he called, if he actually takes the mouth of the snake and puts it in the other person, the snake gets stoned. Because, what he called, the snake, ultimately it's in control of the poison that it releases. That's why the person who took the, let's say in this case, the extreme case, took the head of the snake and put it on his friend. The snake was ultimately responsible for its own actions. It's the one who pushes up the venom. So the animal is not stoned, right, if it killed someone else, until it had intention to damage it. But let's say, for instance, the ox had intention to kill the animal, but kill the person. Or let's say its intention was to kill the non-Jew and to kill the Jew. Or let's say its intention was to kill, let's say, a stillborn and instead killed a person, a little baby. It doesn't get skila. However, it was muad. The bailim are obligated, the owners are obligated in kofar, ob kanas, im hemes eved, or in a fine if it killed a servant. Even if it held without intent, since it is defined already as being mu'ad for this activity. Halacha Yud, one second. Okay. Haya mu'ad limpa b'nei adam bevoros. Right. So let's say it was a mu'ad to trample over people who are in cisterns. Ra yerek bevor, and it saw, like, let's say, a vegetable inside the pit. The nuffle the bore and went in and fell in. Bishvil yerek to get that, the vegetable. And it falls on the person who's inside there, and the guy dies. Let's say it also is a muad to rub itself against the wall, right? And what do you call it? And knocks the walls over onto people. But in this case, in this case, it went over the wall, rubbed itself against the wall for its own pleasure. And then the byproduct of that was that it fell on the person. I mean, it wasn't its intention. A short part of the Misa, the ox does not get killed. If he's on the sky of the Hamas, its intention was not to kill. But the owners are obligated in the Toman, because it is Mu'ad to fall on people in cistern and holes, or pushing walls on them. So how do we know it's rubbing against the wall for its own pleasure? Because if it still is in that same spot, let's say, pushing itself against the wall, even though part of the wall fell and killed people. The owners do not pay the kofar until their animal kills outside their own property. But if the animal kills someone in the domain, in the property of the damager, even though the animal gets killed with skila, the owners do not have to pay the atonement fine. So what's the case? So if a person enters into a courtyard belonging to someone else without his permission, even if he's coming to collect, let's say, salary owed to him, the nohu shor shel bal habayis is a mace. And let's say, while in that other person's domain and property, the ox comes along and kills him. Hashor b'skila v'ayim terem b'kofer. So the animal gets skila. The owners are pater from the atonement. Shorei in lo b'shusli, kanas b'shusli, shel zeh, shalom b'dayto. Because they had no right, I had no technical rights to go into my friend's property area without his permission. L'achi beis, amal b'pesach, v'kar lo bal habayis. Let's say, person stirred at the entrance of it and called out to the owner of Amarlo Hain. And he said, yes, meaning come in. And then he went in, and then the ox of the Baal Bais gored him and killed him. They're still potter from the atonement. Shein mashma hein ela amud b'mkomcha ad shadarimach. Because yes doesn't necessarily mean you have to come in. It could mean wait where you are until I come to speak to you. Okay, gimel. An animal that goes into the courtyard of the person who got damaged, but darsa agabetinok, and let's say it tread over a baby, kederachilucha, its normal way of walking, yivaraktoho, and it kills it. Habala mishamas a kofer. Why do the owners have to pay the kofer? Sharega muedis lahazik kederachilucha, because walking over something is the normal muad of the animal. Uvashursanizak chayev afal shame regal kumoshmiyanra. And if you're in the domain of the person who received the damage, then you're chayev even by Shane, which is biting, and Regal, which is walking over. Nimsa Zlamad, which we see from the Shamu, Shehemes Bekavana. So the Muad that killed with intent, Niskal, it gets Skila, Bayam Chayim Makofer, and the owners are obligated in the atonement. Vim Hemes Belo Kavana, they kill without intent, Pater Min Misa, Bayam Chayim Makofer. It's Pater, it's excluded from, it doesn't get to death, and the owners are obligated in the atonement. The Tam, an animal that's a Tam, Shehemes Belo Kavana, that kills without intent, Pater Min Misa Makofer, it's Pater both from being stoned to death and from the atonement. Miskam and Lahamis, but if it did have intention to kill, Niskal gets killed. By them, Patorim and Kofar, they're by them are not obligated to pay the atonement, Vechei Meknas Eved, as well as the fine paid for killing the servant. Finally, Lach Yudal, Yirali, the Rambam surmises, Shapi, Shehat Tam, Shemis, Eved, Shivcha, Patorim and Meknas. When an animal that's Tam kills a servant or maidservant, you don't have to pay the fine. Shehu Shloshim Sela, that is 30 Sela, Hakatsa Vatara, as mentioned in Torah. But if it killed without intent, Mishal Chatzi Dmei Eved or Chatzi Dmei Shivcha Migufo, you pay half the value of either the servant or the maidservant, Kilu Hemishro Chaver Chamor, as if the shore, the ox, killed his friend or a donkey. What do you call it? That ends Parak Yud, and we will continue with Parak Yud Aleph next time.